coming to you from the epicenter of country music.
You're listening to American Country Countdown with Ryan Fox.
Russell Dickerson has a shot at number one on this weekend show with Happen to Me, such a huge hit, man. How's it going?
Dude, we're just out here vibing.
Cool. It's good to see you.
You too, man. How's life? What's up?
Life is good, man. You know how it is. Got the kids, got the fams. Is your youngest starting preschool, Remy?
Yeah, pre-K. We're doing pre-K this year.
Okay. Yeah.
So about to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, they're not gone all day, but is that still kind of weird that he's going to be away from the house?
Well, like there's this church right down the street from our house that they do like 6 months old, you know, like they start early, but we didn't do that. We started, this will be his third year of like kind of school, you know, it's like 2 days a week and from like nine to two, something like that.
Yeah, we did that. It changes when my youngest is seven now, but when they go to elementary school is when it's like, oh no.
Oh bro.
Waterworks, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You got Ryan Fox with all the hits and the stars every weekend, coast to coast and around the world. And Russell Dickerson is my special guest this weekend. All right, Russell, what's one thing outside of music that you're maybe known for among your family and friends that maybe we don't know about?
That I'm known for?
Yeah, outside of, known for inside your family.
I mean, even like the song says, known for my charcoal sear.
Okay.
I'm a grilling man.
All
and
right.
So, you know, if I got an off day at home with beautiful weather, there's something on the Traeger.
Something's cooking, you know, or smoking. I
mean, there's rib. Mm-hmm. There's something on the Traeger.
Love that.
So, and you know, like when we're home, we're like, we cook.
Yeah.
Cause like, all right, on the road, it's restaurants, it's catering.
Get some home cooking.
And so, yeah. Oh man. That's our grounding.
How hyper aware are you when you go out in public that, oh, people are recognizing me?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, just, it doesn't bother me. It just like, I am aware of it. I feel like I have some sort of people skills. And when people are like, you know, and they're like, whatever. It's like,
yes.
Hello.
We've learned though, don't bother people when they're with their family or when they're eating. Is that the rule basically, you think?
Yeah, but like, I get it. Yeah. You know?
Right.
I wouldn't do that, sure. But like, it's for me, it's not to the point of like, what are you doing? Get away from me.
Sure.
At all. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was like every time I went out to eat, then I'd be like, yo, let's wait till I'll meet you outside.
Let's rein this back in.
But yeah. It's not overwhelming by any means, but like when people just ask for a picture, that's when I'm like, okay, cool. But like, if you come up, you're like, dude, this song like really meant a lot to me. This, you know, that, and you know, have a conversation, just be cool. It's like, yeah, I'm like,
that means more to you.
Yeah, let's vibe.
I'm Ryan Fox. Russell is our special guest this weekend on the show. And in honor, Russell, of your latest song, Happen to Me, we're going to play something called The Happening Game. And here's how it works. I'm just going to give you a list of things. And you just tell me if this thing has happened, will happen, or it's just not happening ever, okay?
Right.
Russell Dickerson, pickleball.
Happened.
It's happened, okay. Get a tattoo.
Happened.
Oh, okay. A rose underneath the arm.
Yeah, bro, a little birthday to the boys.
Uh-huh. That's Roman numeral birthday on the wrist. I like that. Skydiving. Has it happened? Will it happen? Is it not happening?
I should have done it pre-kids.
You think about those things, don't you? Now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I won't go on a hot air balloon.
No, there's nothing, no experience like that could outweigh my kids growing up without me.
Yes, right. Driving the tour bus.
Happened.
Going vegan. Has it happened? Will it happen? Is it not happening ever, Russell?
At this point, never.
Okay.
I will never do it again. I don't think I've gone like, I've done like a fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fast. And that was only vegan food.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I would never go vegan diet.
You're playing the Happening Game with Russell Dickerson on American Country Countdown. Next question. Going streaking, Russell Dickerson. Has it happened? Will it happen? Or is it just not happening ever?
Oh, it's happened, yeah.
Just the other day, actually.
Last week. HOA was very upset.
One more. Gotten fired.
Not really.
Okay. Wow, model citizen, Russell Dickerson.
I can't. I mean, I never like really quit. Just kind of like
walked away.
I've almost gotten fired.
Oh, one more, and finally, has it happened? Will it happen?
or is it not happening ever? I think I know the answer to this. Watch Happen to Me go number one.
Oh, yeah, baby. Watch it go. It's going to happen.
Russell Dickerson is hanging with me here this weekend. Your latest album came out on August 22nd.
Famous Back Home. Describe to me the idea.
The whole concept of that song, the title track, is really like, you know, when you start this journey, when you start this whole ride of country music and being an artist or whatever you're pursuing, you know, you want to make your hometown proud. You want, you know, be famous back home. And it's just funny how, like, the further you get down this road and, you know, now having a wife and a family, now all I want to be is famous in my home. You know, everything else can go by the wayside. And as long as I walk through that door and my kids are like, "Daddy's home," you know, like that's the fame that I want.
Yes. It's all about, you know, building that family at that point and that legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.